John Wilson is a Buffalo native. He produces the comedy shows in a mystery-style format that includes plenty of interaction with the audience.
What we do is dinner theater, and they're comedy, interactive comedies. So there is a first act after which somebody, at the end of which either there's a crime or somebody dies. Then they serve dinner. Then there's a second act where we have more exposition. People accuse each other, and at the end of that, we ask the audience for their help and say, okay, you saw everything that happened, so you tell us, who do you think did it and why do you think they did it? And then after they fill out our forms and we collect them, then we do act three where everything is resolved and we reveal the person who did the crime or did the murder. And then we give out prizes at the end to the audiences.
It sounds like a big giant game of Clue.
It is. It is. And the one really neat thing that we have that I don't think many people do is ours is completely interactive. There are audience members who have lines throughout the show. There are some audience members who have recurring lines. They play the same character throughout. At the beginning, before the first act, there's a half an hour of what we call the mingle, where the characters come out. They come out in character, and they mingle with the audience and just talk to them in character about the show, or not even the show, but the situation within the show. And we have gotten really good at gauging from people's reactions whether or not they're going to be the ones willing to play along with words or they just want to sit there and watch. And some people you can tell immediately they don't look at you or they laugh and they turn away. And some people who just engage you right away and start talking to you and talking back, almost auditioning for you in some ways.
And tell us, the December 13th show is Pirates of the Yuletide.
Yes.
What is that about?
It is sort of a spoof on Pirates of the Caribbean. Every Acme show has five characters, and this one has the requisite five. They're meeting in the back room of a dockside tavern, and they're trying to revive the pirate legacy. The Royal Navy has been destroying ships and sinking everything, and Captain Blood has disappeared for 5 years, but now he's back, and he's gotten all of his old crewmates back together, and he wants to give one last hurrah and find one more treasure and all of that. And it takes place during the Christmas season, which is why we get to do it at the holidays, which is why it's called Pirates of the Yuletide. And you have to come see the show to find out the real twist of what we're doing and what the rest of the plot is about. But that's the basic of it.
Then you...
What? And then I what? Oh, come on, you can't become the story right there!
John Wilson, producer of the Acme Mystery Company, bringing their show to Milos on Main Street in Williamsville. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. It was great to be here.